Every one of the Vivian girls had such a sweet temper, and ways more charming than their beauty, that they were the great displeasure to all the nation, and even had many secret friends among the worst of the Glamlinians. And on some occasions, when dressed at their best and cleanest, were almost too dazzlingly beautiful to look at. No artist could paint them correctly. They had soft, fine, golden hair which could curl up beautifully, or which they could wear in any fashion they chose. They had big blue eyes and long eyelashes, and the most darling little faces. They were strong and sturdy for their ages, and were such expert horseback riders that they could do all the stunts absurd as circus on the horseback. Their manners were so good that it was like heavenly delight to make their acquaintance. They felt like everyone was their friend, and when anyone spoke to them, they would give the stranger one serious look with their big blue eyes, and then forward with a lovely and most friendly kind of smile. The Vivian girls were always unusually bright. They washed voluntarily. They were obedient to those who may be over them, as all good children should be. And once, when dressed as boys, yet still retaining their golden curls, they looked like seven beautiful little low partners, with a growth of a naturally curled hair and an 18-carat gold shade.